What's up, everybody? Roger and James here from the Disc Kingdom Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking all about the photo mode, something that's been brought into video games. And obviously, with the launch of Spider-Man this last week, everywhere you looked, I was looking on social media, everyone was posting selfies of running around New York as Spider-Man. And this isn't something that's not just for Spider-Man. This is something that's been coming into video games more and more. I think the whole integrating it with social media. I've done it in a few games, but I'm really finding, like, with Spider-Man, well, I think it's that it's quite fun, and you've got all the different modes and stuff, and also it's just in New York and bits and pieces. But obviously, James, I know you are really into this kind of photo mode in lots of different games.
Yeah, I am. I try to keep it out of this because it's not the focus of the Diz Kingdom Podcast, and it doesn't really relate to Disney very much, but I am part of a community called the Gametographers, or Virtual Photography. We actually do a live cast on Twitch most Saturdays. It's a lot of fun. And yeah, the community, not just that community, but the community at large has really embraced it. Between God of War, which added a photo mode very shortly after its launch, and then Spider-Man, which of course has the its photo mode and the selfie mode, which I have to admit, I'm getting so sick of seeing the selfies. It wouldn't bother me if there were more than just, you know, the one selfie figure. If you could pick the gesture or something like that, had a little more control over it. But it's literally people being in front of, and Roger, I know you posted this too, in front of the Avengers Tower, and
Times Square,
Sanctum Sanctorum, all this stuff, over and over. But and while I am getting annoyed by the selfies at this point, I am still very much just glad that people are finding fun in this. And it's very interesting to see how photo mode in games has become an important feature. Just about any game that's been released in the last 4 or 5 years, if you do a search, you know, Tomb Raider photo mode or what have you, there will be people asking, is this game going to have a photo mode? Yeah. More often than not, the answer has been no, but more recently, the answer is becoming more and more yes. And in fact, even this coming week, Rise of the Tomb Raider is advertising quite loudly that they have a photo mode available in all versions of the game. What was that? Rise was the previous one, which doesn't have a photo mode.
Yeah, I mean, I know with Zelda, Breath of the Wild, when that came out last year, because the Switch has like a little thing where you can put a few ones in, I think the Nintendo version's been quite nice of doing it. I've been doing it on and off with the PS4 because it's all integrated with the system and you can upload it to Facebook and all the rest of it. I tend to find it easy to upload it to Facebook and then I'll just copy it and paste it off on my phone once it's on there. But the Nintendo one was very nice because you can add text and stuff and it's very easy to put in. And I usually like doing it like when I first get the game, like that weekend, I put up one or two. And then I usually, that's the end of it. But I always know like you and Lem and stuff are always putting out great for any of, you know, like the Battlefront ones. You've been putting lots. Does that have a photo mode or are you just like really?
The PC version has Ansel support. And Ansel is a program that was produced by NVIDIA. So you need an NVIDIA graphics card, but it's integrated into a handful of games, one of which is Battlefield 2. I believe it's also integrated into the upcoming Battlefield 5. So since I have Origin access, which is the PC EA access, I'll probably be posting pictures from Battlefield 5, at least as long as my trial period, which is normally 10 hours, holds out. But yeah, on PC, and there's also modders on PC who, like, so Rise of the Tomb Raider, mentioned that one earlier, does not have a photo mode, but a modder went in and added the ability. Now, it's very hacky. You might break the game doing it, but it's there. So,
It's just becoming very, very popular. And I also, it ties in as well with marketing, because this actually works out very good from the marketing of the video game, because now they're getting a lot of social shares. They're getting lots of hashtags. They're getting people. And there is that thing as well of peer-to-peer advertising is one of the most efficient ways of businesses to do advertising. Me and you showing a picture of us playing Spider-Man will have more impact on our friends who also play video games than an advert for Spider-Man, because it's that kind of thing of, if I see a friend that's put a selfie or sort of put a picture up from a video game and they're enjoying it, I might engage in a conversation with, oh, what's the game like? And then you get that going. Or it might be like, oh, that looks fun, I'll get that too. And the photo mode is actually very smart way of playing, especially on these, you know, beautiful design. And now I think designs have got to the point where, you know, there are some amazing like landscapes, and you know, when you see the cities and stuff, and or you see it's a beautiful scenery. I mean, I remember with Witcher 3, there was some amazing scenery that I was sent taking photographs of, and it looks epic. It's not, we're not talking, you know, PlayStation 2 era graphics anymore.
Right. And that was one of the things, you know, it didn't make much sense to have a photo mode in the past because the games really didn't look that good. Even at the time, we were like, you know, Final Fantasy VII looks amazing. The original Red Dead, I forget what, Red Dead Revolver looks amazing. But you look at it and you're like, no, no, I'm glad I don't have memories of that so much. But now, yeah, you look at some of the God of War pictures, you look at some of the upcoming Shadow of the Tomb Raider pictures, Spider-Man, of course, which is in everybody's news feeds, and you're just like, these almost look like someone went on a vacation in New York and took pictures with Spider-Man. I mean, obviously, you can tell it's a video game, but at the same time, they look amazing. And yeah, and the creativity behind them gets kind of absurd. I mean, some of the stuff that I've seen with the gametographers, these people are massively creative. And I don't know how they do some of the stuff that they do, honestly. So
yeah, but it almost kind of gives a game an entirely different thing of you're going off and creating something like for pictures. So you're not worried about the gameplay. You're not worried about what's going on. You're using the environment they've created to and use the tools and all the bits and pieces. And you're playing a game in a completely different way than it was ever intended.
Yeah, and it can make a game that you would otherwise not really get into, you can suddenly get into, because it becomes a mini game of its own. Where can I find these amazing pictures? What can I do in combat to make myself look more dynamic? How can I make this look great? And you might be in a game where you're otherwise just kind of like, just kind of blew through it. But I stopped and took pictures along the way.
Yeah, no, it's definitely, it's like something like, for me, it's like more a case of, it's that kind of that showing off. I think the whole thing really now, I think, of taking photographs and sharing socially is what all that is about. But I think now that video games have got good looking enough to do that, but also it's nice. I like, you know, when you just get a game, it's that kind of thing. Like, rather than this, like, oh, I've got the picture, here's the disc. It's like, no, here's an actual picture of the game that looks. And I always, you know, so things like sunsets and things like that, that's always what gets me. And the background and the scenery, that's what always appeals to me.
Yeah, I love scenery shots. My favorites are, of course, the action shots. If you guys see on Twitter or Flickr or whatever, more often than not, my pictures will be in Spider-Man, people punching each other or, you know, mid-web swing. A lot of the Battlefront pictures that I've posted have explosions in them or guns firing. That's the kind of shot I go for. But there's, you know, it's literally whatever you want it to be. If you want to take landscapes, do landscapes.
Yeah. I was like in Spider-Man, I was stopping, pressing pause, getting myself in a nice position, and then like trying to do it. Hadn't quite worked out that I could just literally hit pause at any given point and go into selfie mode. And I'm like literally just dove off the top of a skyscraper. I'm thinking, no, I'm going to be standing. No, I can actually just stop it in mid-air or mid-fight and do that. And it's just been a lot of fun. And I definitely feel like there's no doubt that the big game companies are looking at this going, this is just great advertising, pure and simple.
So it works on like two levels for the game companies. First, as you already mentioned, of course, it's free advertising, you know. It's viral advertising. It's people building up that all important word of mouth. But the other thing is, and I think the developers like it, is that it causes you to stop and look at the work that they've made. You know, because in a lot of games, you know, the architecture is really just there as something for you to bounce off of or things to collect. But when you jump into photo mode, you're looking for the details, and you're seeing things that they snuck into the game that you wouldn't have noticed otherwise. And
yeah,
I think developers appreciate that.
Especially the story that went around the internet over the weekend of, like, in Spider-Man, there's this, like, marry me, like, and I can't remember the name of the
girl. That's so sad.
And he put it in as an Easter egg because everyone's taking all these selfies of this, like, you know, and that was his big proposal thing that he's been working on. And then she ran off with his brother. and even this, I think even the team have said, do you want us to take it out of the game? You know, we'll patch it out.
But to be fair, he said no because he views it as a reminder for what he almost did, and he's happy it didn't happen because if this had happened after they'd gotten married. But yeah, it's
spent so much time at work making Spider-Man, you might have kept this.
I mean, he wasn't even a developer, he was just a fan. He reached out and he was like, hey, can you put this proposal in the game? And they're
it's just something like that, which is, you know, it's just fun. And I just definitely feel like with photo modes, it's a lot of fun. It's an added layer. And if you don't like it and you don't want to use it, there is no... I mean, in Spider-Man, you have to go around and take photographs of landmarks. But it kind of makes sense from that point of view because he's a photographer. Or he wasn't... He was... And he kind of... Yeah, he kind of moved on from that. But that makes sense from that one. But the photo mode is just about having fun. And I just think it is a cool little option that they've been doing.
Yeah, and I hope that more and more games continue to have it. Sony has obviously embraced it because almost all of their major titles from the last couple of years have had it. The Uncharted games have it. The Infamous games have it. God of War, obviously. And as far as we know, you know, many of their upcoming games are going to have it too. And it becomes an advertising point. I know there's a small indie game, Rebel Galaxy Outlaws. They released their first trailer. It's a X-Wing style shooter game. One of the things they're advertising is, hey, we've got a photo mode, we've got depth of field, we've got exposure, we've got all these camera controls for people who know cameras. But if you don't know cameras, doesn't matter. You can still take awesome pictures.
Now, it was a lot of fun, but we'd love to know what you guys think of all these different photo modes. Be sure to hit us know in the comments below. Go check us out over at DizKingdom.com. Like, follow, and subscribe on all the different platforms. I'm James, where can they find you?
Find me, Heroic Legacy, and also on Twitch at Res TV on Saturday mornings with the Gametographers. Yeah,
definitely want to check them out. As well, it's also good to follow them because also you just get some really nice looking video shots because that's always been a good thing. But anyway, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.
Later. Later.